Irwin. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. May 9th, 1899. Dear Brother Irwin, I have a few moments' time and will write a few lines. I have sent some things in regard to canvassers for our books. I have more matters to search up, which I am entirely unable to do for this mail. We are yet greatly in need of money to carry forward the work. The statement was made in the bulletin by the president of the California Conference that the California Conference has sent to Sister White $1,400. He should not have made that statement, as if it was a bona fide gift. This was not so. It was money that was owed me by Mrs. Scott for a place she had purchased of me, and the principal and interest had accumulated to $1,400. Brother Jones had thought Mrs. Scott was planning to make the Healdsburg people trouble because of gifts she had made to the school, putting the case in law. He asked if I would purchase of the Healdsburg College shares to the amount of her indebtedness to me, and that might pacify the woman. And they would, at the next general meeting, make the effort to have these shares divided among our brethren in California. He thought this could be done. I responded that he could follow out his plan, which he did, and closed up my accounts, for which I am very grateful. I should not have called for this money, but we were very severely pressed. The providence of God was opening the way for us to work, and we had no means to work with. Distress and complications were on every hand. I begged of them to help me in this matter, and to interest the many families in California to each take one share. I think this might have been done if they had taken hold of it interestedly and set it before the people, but they did not do this, which they might have done. They did not respond to my solicitations, which should not have been disregarded. Their doing nothing compelled me to humiliate myself to keep pressing the matter until the money was sent me. And if that money came from the conference as a gift, it was because those who had a duty to do did not do it, seeking to have families take shares, as they should have done, to release me from the pressure that was upon me. When the money came, we were in dire necessity, and I handed over £200 at once to the Union Conference to appropriate to the most pressing needs. I was never more thankful for the means than at that time. Every dollar of that which I considered mine was invested at once. Gladly was it invested, for we had nothing to use in the line of money. The doctors of the Summer Hill Sanitarium talked with me, and could scarcely speak without having tears in their voice. I was not pleased with that statement in the bulletin. The conference need not lie out of that money, and should not lie out of that money, if the proper effort had been made to share the matter. Many taking one share would cancel the whole matter. Another statement was made that they had decided, or ordered, $1,000 to be sent to Sister White. Was it sent? I have not received it. What about this matter? Certainly nothing has come to us from California, nor from the conference. We have been called upon by our workers and referred to the bulletin that the statement was thus and so. The workmen were really in suffering need for their wages, which they had patiently waited for, and now expected to receive. This places us here in a very unpleasant situation. Some donations of small sums have been received and appropriated, but it was from individuals, not the General Conference. There was $500 loaned me by Elder Loughborough, but it had to come to us through the Echo office, and they had no money, so there it hung. This has often occurred. We must have money, I think, sent to us direct, for we are constantly in need of money to advance the work. Every church organized means so much more revenue eventually to carry forward the work. Dr. Kellogg says that he sent half of the $5,000 to help. This has been received in the medical work. If our brethren would be careful in their statements made, it might help our case some. At least, it would not leave impressions upon the mind that we have abundance of means to relieve present necessities. It is here in Currumbong that we need money to work with. Brother Irwin, will you please consider these things? I hope you will not drop your good resolutions to visit the churches and awaken them to a sense of their responsibility to God, to set us at work and keep us at work, to set the standard of truth in new places. There are new localities in the widespread city of Newcastle that are now to be worked. One new meeting house is to be erected in Hamilton. There is an old stone church needing to be repaired at Wall's End, which can be purchased for £50, and it will take £100 to put it in order. This place is 10 miles from Hamilton, and in a suburb that has not been worked. I spoke in the hall 1 week ago last Sunday to a good class of people. If we had another tent, we could draw the crowd, but it is getting too late for the meetings to be held in the cool nights. We will use the hall, and then, if we think best to use the stone church, we will go to work at once to fit it up. The work is only begun at Newcastle, and we are very grateful that there are men who have means, who will donate and loan us money to build in Hamilton. In Wallsend, we will have some donations. The scattered sheep without a shepherd must be gathered in. All the churches that are reared up will bring in the tithe, which will help to build up the work and cause it to be self-sustaining. We now have Elder Haskell and his wife, who have worked hard in Brisbane. They are now in Newcastle. Elder Starr will devote his time partially in Stanmore and partially in Newcastle. We have a dearth of laborers to labor in new localities, which we wish to work without delay. I am speaking in the open air at Dora Creek in Martinsville. I spoke 1 week ago last Sabbath and Sunday at Newcastle, and last Sunday at Dora Creek had an assembly of some who had never been out before. This is the class we are trying to interest. 3 Sundays ago, I spoke at Martinsville in the open air to a congregation of 60. A small church must be built at Dora Creek and at Martinsville. There are some deeply interested, noble men and women who are intelligent and will make good workers when they take their stand for the truth. We have Maitland in view that must be worked in connection with Newcastle. 20 miles from Newcastle, I am invited to speak at Mount Vincent, between Corranbong and Newcastle. There is Toronto, a place where there is a large hall in which meetings are held. This we can use, in which to speak the words of truth. We seem to lie in a center where towns and stations are to be worked close by us. We see souls embracing the truth right along, and we want to work these places right now. Brother Irwin, do not, I beg of you, because donations have been made, give up. The matter of raising money for our people to press the work in new places. The $15,000 will all be consumed in establishing a sanitarium which we are in suffering need of, as soon as it can be built, and more means will be required than the $15,000 to get the sanitarium in working order. There will have to be a branch of the sanitarium in Newcastle. Brother Rand has had wonderful success in treating several cases that have been given up by all the physicians, and he has had complete success, and this is having an influence upon the people, preparing the way to reach souls with the truth. We see that we must make haste slowly, for want of workers and means to carry forward the work in the name of the Lord. Your plans to visit the churches and raise means are good. We see the need of more means to advance the work in the openings nigh and the regions afar off. The churches in America need to be aroused. Let not there be a dead calm after the great arousing you have had. I feel deeply over this matter. Truth must triumph. Truth will bear away the victory if we will be faithful and true whole-souled workers. The Lord has manifested that He is turning His face toward His people. Press onward. Call for donations, for there must be more to come to this field for us to carry forward the work. I state the matter as it is. This is our time to work. We have had some remarkable conversions to the truth, and we want more souls. We cry for all to come. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come. Yes, those who hear and receive the message will voice the messengers, saying, Come. And let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Revelation 22, verse 16, 17. The work must go, the call must be made. Come. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Psalm 119, verse 105. The sunlight of heaven must come to the dark places of earth. We want everybody to hear the message of warning. We want consecrated men and women who will work to present the truth as it is in Jesus, that those they shall win to the truth may converse with Jesus through the medium of His Word, and the receiver of the truth will be sanctified and his whole nature ennobled.
I send you these words. May the Lord lead you to understand them.